Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD. That's Hoodie Glaber. Big, big day. And the Yankees need to... They're going for the rubber match today.
Rubber match.
Castillo and Cole. Some people thought they would be teammates.
Nope. They're enemies. You see that clip of Cole homering off Castillo?
We
tweeted it out from Talking Yanks.
Oh, it's a good one. I am interested.
It was like 3 or 4 years ago. Probably like 5 years ago, actually.
That's Cole. Yeah. I guess they both used to hit.
Yeah.
I'll give it a
watch. Anyway, I'm taking Cole in the homer draft. No. Not doing that.
Whoa. Looking at it now. Yeah, Cole. Cole got that one.
It was a pretty nice shot.
Players weekend?
Yeah.
I like that. The Yankees are home, going for the series.
Before a pretty brutal road trip. It's St. Louis, Seattle, Boston. That's just a lot
tough
traveling. Anyway. Yeah.
St. Louis flight's fairly easy. I've done it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but just like the... from St. Louis to Seattle.
Just to there, to working
Boston.
Your way west.
That's a big zigzag.
At Seattle to Boston is going to be a not fun. And they have one of their weirder lineups of the year.
Yeah, it's a real weird one.
Anthony Rizzo will lead off, play first base. Usually that means DJ LeMahieu's not playing. DJ LeMahieu is playing.
What?
He's batting second, playing third. Matt Carpenter in the three hole in right field. Josh Donaldson batting fourth, DHing today. Made an error at third last night. It's okay. He hit. Andrew Benintendi, he kind of needs to get going a little bit. Maybe that's why he's batting fifth and Gleyber Torres is batting sixth. Aaron Hicks going through it a bit. In center field, batting seventh. IKF batting eighth at short. Kyle Higashioka, day game after night game, will catch for Gerrit Cole. Do you have any thoughts on the lineup today?
Well, the obvious storyline is Judge double rest day.
Mm.
Yanks are off tomorrow. He DH yesterday, so kind of 2.5 rest days there.
Ooh.
I think we're going to be seeing that a lot. I mean, I think you can almost count every Wednesday for the next couple weeks. I think the Yanks have some Thursday off days. Like
Thursday.
Judge isn't going to be playing Wednesdays.
Yeah. Or like he'll probably be the days before because doing it the day after, people I think would get louder.
Oh, yeah. Or,
it.
Yeah.
Like he was just off.
Yeah.
People forget that a day off day is coming.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of the number one storyline. Yeah, Benintendi's got to get going. Hicks is slumping hard.
It's kind of my what to watch for until it isn't, is I need a real hit from Andrew Benintendi.
Yeah, Benintendi has not had a hit out of the infield yet.
Yeah, so. Walking enough.
He's walking a lot, yeah. And then he's striking out a lot. I thought the whole point of him was he wasn't going to be doing that. What are we,
yeah,
come on,
he has
man.
Struck out quite a bit in 5 games as a Yankee, 6. So I'd love to see that get corrected. So who does that leave on the bench? Judge is out.
Judge, LeCastro, Marwin, Trevino.
Tilo. Okay. And Judge, presumably available to pinch hit at some point in this game.
You would have to think so.
Who it could be for besides Higgy, I don't fully know. I guess IKF, but he is swinging good bat lately. So,
yeah.
Whatever. Are you watching for anything? besides Benintendi.
Besides Benintendi, I think just hopefully Cole is good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be nice. I want Cole to look dominant today, hopefully. Hopefully he has a dominant Cole day.
I was pretty hot on it last week. Like, it's not obviously Cole has made his money. He doesn't actually need the help on anything. But I was so mad that those runs against the Royals were earned.
With
the IKF thing. Like, that play specifically, I get why that one wasn't an error, but IKF got one of his gifted singles last week, or earlier in the same game on Friday. So it's just, like, he...
That's frustrating.
He, as far as I'm concerned, like, at the end of the year when we're doing Cy Young stuff, like, Cole has five fewer earned runs than what it says.
Yeah, it's
which, like,
a lot.
Will make a difference.
It's huge.
Yeah. His ERA before those runs happened was at like a 2.98, I believe.
Yeah, no, I was watching it during the game. I was like, oh, nice. Cole's going to end today under three. And then that happened. And it was totally ruined.
I am pulling up. And he's at a 3.3 right now, which obviously is good, but
was very close to being like 2.8.
When it's like the singular reason that happened.
Yeah.
That's just tough.
Very annoying.
It's frustrating. Hoping for Cole to just be shut down. Because Castillo's probably going to bring it. It's his first start with the Mariners.
Yeah, and pitched well in Yankee Stadium a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and his what we thought could have been an audition for the Yankees. But I think the Yankees are okay with how that shook out.
Yeah.
Montas for that package, I think I do like more than if they got Castillo for the other one.
It would have had,
but
to
I
be,
would have. I would have said the other way around if it had.
To, so. It would have been Volpe for Castillo. So yeah, I think the Yankees are very happy with how that turned out.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
It's okay.
The pitching path to victory, I believe, is our next part of this. There are two pitchers I'm fairly comfortable saying aren't part of tonight's equation. And that's Albert Abreu through 31 last night. And I think we can say like he's out. He hasn't done a back-to-back in a long time. And he threw above 15 pitches.
Yeah.
But everyone else should be on the table. I'd love a blowout and you don't have to use Clay Holmes. Get him even more rest. But
that would be nice.
I think a good chunk of his issues, for lack of a better word lately, stem from that. Just a little
overuse?
Yeah. Let's sharpen him back up, get him fresh.
Yeah.
But he's certainly available today in a save situation.
Yeah. And then especially he did, like, an inning in the All-Star game, too. That didn't help in terms of resting him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be nice if they can give him, like, a triple rest day.
Yeah. Especially with the day off tomorrow.
Yeah,
I suppose
exactly.
He's available. Loaizic is available. Wandy should be available.
Efros and Trevino both only did 2/3 of an inning yesterday.
They very well should be available under a dozen pitches for each of them. I would assume, at least Efros, he had the hard contact on the first batter.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
All right, you can take a couple days again. Just you got that out of you. Relax.
Yeah.
So I won't count him in the pitching path of victory because I've got Cole throwing 7.
Hopefully.
So in my head, it's let me do a double check on what Seattle's lineup is right now. They're going Frazier, Winker, Suarez, Santana, J.P. Crawford, Kyle Lewis, Kelnick, Torrens, Yankee Farm.
Yeah, former Yankees prospect.
And Haggerty, who burned us last night. So there's a Wandy Lane in there. I trust him. And they kind of got to get Wandy right again. He's gotten to yellow flag territory just a little bit. I trust Wandy, but I could very well see Cole, Wandy, or Loaizaga, I guess, if lefties or righties are coming up. To Clay.
That's the path.
I think so, right? Feels natural. And hopefully it's a blowout and get Chapman one.
We need
more.
Some good vibes. The vibes are weird after
Vibes are very weird Montgomery after the away. Trade.
We have Tyone saying he lost his best friend.
Oh, did he say that?
You didn't see those? Oh, you have to see those quotes, man. He was like, yeah, we'd sit on the planes together. We'd drink coffee together. I basically just lost my best friend. That's what Tyone said.
Man.
Yeah, it's really tough. And then we have the Severino not wanting to be placed on the 60-day.
Yeah, Sevy's in a bad mood.
You see the thing where he refused to look at the calendar, right? I think we talked about that yesterday. I don't know how to forget.
I think that part of it came out later.
Okay, yeah.
But we were chatting. We had a nice walk home together.
Oh, so sweet.
We walked to the train. I walked to home. But
yeah, so it's just like weird stuff's going on.
It's a weird vibe, and a win would fix a lot.
Especially a blowout win. Imagine they rock Castillo. We didn't want that guy anyway.
Yeah, they'll see him again.
Why did we want him so bad? He gave up 7 runs. IKF just hit his first homer off him. What? Premos?
Whoa.
Just jumped the gun on the Premo.
That's exciting. I really like that.
3-run shot, too. Off the left field foul pole. Nah, not the foul pole, but in like first row left field.
You know I love a foul pole homer. Ink. That means it's time.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. All right, how are we looking? I'm a bit out of the loop.
Homer draft. Who homered last night? Rizzo homered, right?
Donaldson.
Rizzo. Donaldson,
pretty hilarious. Donaldson.
So I got another point.
Donaldson's first game looking alive at the plate since early May is he also makes an error in the field and everyone, we've just been talking about how good his fielding has been.
It's kind of all after that. Judge did not. So on the series, I am up 2-1.
Wow, okay. So,
and I think I have the first pick today.
Who can I not pick?
You will not be allowed to pick any of the people I pick. And you cannot pick Anthony Rizzo. You cannot pick Gleyber Torres, Aaron Judge, or Matt Carpenter.
Okay. Just cross them out on a list of people.
So I am ineligible to pick Judge, IKF, Rizzo, or DJ LeMahieu.
So I think you had an IKF pick again? Was that Dan? Was Dan on the pregame show?
Jimmy came back for an episode, and he and I are one team, and he said, oh, I've got Judge and IKF, and we kind of did a weird homer draft segment. It's like, all right, so I guess those are the picks today. I will select Donaldson and Carpenter.
Interesting.
And you get your pick of the litter.
Okay. So.
I'll remind the people. Rizzo, Gleyber, Carpenter, Judge, and now Donaldson unavailable to you.
That's a lot of people. I'm all right. So, LeMahieu.
Game 3 of a series.
Yeah, there you go. LeMahieu for sure, and then I don't even. None of these options really inspire confidence.
You did tease a Premo.
I guess. Yeah. Should I just?
Hicks is in a
no.
Bad way
Yeah.
Does Benintendi come back with a bang?
I don't feel confident in that Premo for a homer draft pick though.
Mm.
That's more of a like baseball gods
1% thing.
Yeah, I'll Benintendi. He's just gonna
find that.
I have to hope that he shuts everyone up today.
Because it could.
It
could become loud.
Yeah. No. Oh yeah. It could get ugly soon if he doesn't start hitting.
That's awesome. So, tonight, this afternoon, rather, I have Donaldson and Carpenter. You have DJ LeMahieu, Andrew Benintendi. I just opened Baseball Reference, and they have a whole Vin Scully thing on the thing. That's cute. I like that. Benintendi, just doing a quick look at his numbers.
Like, since becoming a Yank?
Since becoming a Yank,
like 0.59 or something?
Yeah, his season average down to .308.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was talking about that before.
Nobody gets loud.
Yeah. I was talking about that before. It's crazy. Like, they traded for him. He was hitting .321. He's already down to .308.
Yeah.
Didn't think the regression would hit that fast.
1-for-17. The OBP, the walk rate.
Yeah, he's been, I mean, he had a rough game yesterday, but he's been an on-base machine at the very least. That's yeah. positive, but
he does. He has we'll see. Been. I keep meaning to go find the over-under for today. Finally opening up the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The Homer Draft, of course, was brought to you by SeatGeek.
Hello.
It's brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. They got the red bubbles. That means it's a bad value. The green bubbles, on the other hand, that means good. That
good value.
Would be a good value.
Sitting there, you feel like you ripped off the place.
I went to the game on Friday. I used SeatGeek.
Oh.
Not a joke.
What color bubble did you pick?
I got such a green bubble.
Oh, really? Like super green one?
Yeah, I was pretty happy with it.
Because, you know, some of them dip into, like, the greenish yellow, which is, like, still all yeah. right.
It's and like, they give, like, the numerical rating with that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we love SeatGeek.
You get, like, a 9.8 or something?
I think it was like a 9.2.
Oh, nice. Like yeah, that's good.
I was one happy camper. And prepping the website we use for stuff. Thank you to SeatGeek for sponsoring the show. Over under, the line today, Garrett Cole, Luis Castillo.
Important to keep in mind.
The line is 7.5.
Okay.
Jake and I both.
This is a tough one.
On the under yesterday.
This is a tough one. I don't know where to go. Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know. I want to say under. As much as I would love for the Yanks to. Bash Castillo that. And or would hate Cole to have a bad day. In all likelihood, they're both going to shove, so.
Yeah. I'll take the over. I've been missing on unders. My last four picks are wrong unders.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you have to take the over.
So I think I have to take the over, or I'm supposed to keep riding an under because it's due. But I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll take the over. I think that's that. You teased a promo.
Yeah. I did more than tease. I completely gave it away. It just came to me.
Do I have a premonition? Damn, I've been not having some not fun ones. This one isn't specifically bad.
Bad promos are so awful.
But I've just... Higgy to the warning track. It'll be caught at the wall.
Heartbreaker Higgy?
Yeah.
So we have IKF and Higgy sending balls to at least the warning track
getting
today.
Getting some lift.
Off of Luis Castillo. I guess not necessarily, but...
Yeah. IKF got Class A.
Yeah, that's right. That was hilarious.
Huh.
I forget whether or not I said this. The IKF first row left field homer is going to be a three-run shot, by the way.
Three-runner.
It's going to put the Yanks up 4-3.
Woo!
In the sixth. Getting real specific.
Whoa.
Imagine this comes true.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.